Hello? Yes, this is the Falcon speaking. Oh, Myrna. I'd love to see you tonight, Angel, but somebody took a shot at one of my clients, and he's afraid it may happen again. And you know, a thing like that can become pretty monotonous. So much so that my client could get bored to death.
The Adventures of the Falcon, starring Les Damon. You met the Falcon first in his best-selling novels. Then you saw him in his thrilling motion picture series. Now, join him on the air when the Falcon solves the case of the friendly target. And now, the case of the friendly target. It's late evening in New York when a sedan pulls up to the head of an alley and two men get out.
All right, Mitch. All clear. Let's go.
Yeah, Connie. It's dark in this alley.
Never mind, Mitch. Don't use the flashlight yet. We'll find it. It's the first door. Ah, here we are.
Where are you, Connie? I can't see.
Right over here.
Wait. Oh, yeah.
Allison sets a simple lock. Won't take a minute. I'll hold a light. Work fast so we won't have to have it on long.
Okay.
Can you see?
Yeah, Connie, now I... Hey, where'd the other light come from?
There's a spot on us. It's a trap.
All right, you fellas. Put up your hands and don't make any other move. We have you covered.
What do we do?
There's a trash barrel. Drop behind
us. Okay.
They get you, Mitch?
No, I made it. Now what?
No use, Connie. We've got both ends of the alley covered.
Connie, they know your name.
Yeah, it's a trap, all right. They were waiting for us. Where till I get that
out? We gotta get out of here first.
Come on out, both of you, with your hands up. Or we're coming after you.
We'll have to make a run for it.
You're crazy, Connie. They're all around us with guns. And with the spot on us, they see us, and we can't see them.
I'm not letting them take me. Come on.
Connie.
Do like I tell you. Run for the car.
I have to go right through their fire.
It's our only chance.
I'll never make it.
Okay, take your choice. Their guns or mine.
What?
That's my gun in your back. When I count three, you start running or I pull the trigger.
Oh, Connie, no.
We've got 30 seconds, Connie. Both of your guns and come out reaching or we start firing.
That'll be all we need. You going, Mitch?
No, Connie, I can't.
One.
You go, Connie. Leave me here.
They'll sure hit one of us alone. Our only chance is to run at the same time. Give them a split target.
I can't, Connie. Please.
No.
15 seconds, Connie.
Three. Don't shoot, Connie. I'm going.
Just me, Allison. Sorry to wake you up.
Connie.
Yeah. You ought to sleep with your windows open, Allison. The fresh air's good for you.
What do you want? Why didn't you come to the door?
Windows offer less resistance. I want it in with no arguments.
I don't get it. Did something go wrong?
Did something go wrong, you stoolie?
Stoolie? What happened? Did they get the alarm fixed?
We never had time to find out. They were waiting for us.
Stay.
The law. As if you didn't know.
I didn't. Don't. Let go.
You're going to pay for this, Allison. You're going to pay fast because your pals, the cops, are going to figure me to come here. But I couldn't run off without saying goodbye.
No, you got it wrong, Connie. Believe me.
It's no use, Allison. You were the one who steered me into the trap.
I didn't know it was a trap, honest.
Not much.
I didn't.
I don't have time to argue.
Just let me explain.
What's to explain? I got the dope from you.
And I got it from somebody else. There's a stoolie. It's him, not me.
Sure.
That's the honest truth, so help me. I thought he was on the level. I didn't know about
it. All right, you got it from somebody else. Who else?
What are you going to do to him?
Who else?
Oh. If I tell you, will you lay off me?
Depends. Now, who is it? Before I...
Don't. I'll talk.
I'm listening.
It's Wagner. Frank Wagner.
Yeah? Why don't you tell me about this when you laid out the job?
Wagner's been going straight. They didn't want nobody to know he was selling information. At least, that's what he told me.
If this is just a stall, Allison...
No, it isn't. It isn't. Get hold of Wagner. Make him talk. You'll find out.
Sure, Allison. I intend to.
Hello. Hello, operator. This is Mrs. Frank Wagner. I want an ambulance right away and the police. Yes, Wagner, W-A-G-N-E-R, in the Horton Apartments. Hurry, please. My husband's just been shot. Yes?
Hello. Mrs. Wagner, I'm Mike Waring.
Oh, yes, Mr. Waring. Come in.
Thanks.
My husband asked me to send for you. He wants to see you. He was injured in a shooting about a month ago. You may have read about it.
Yeah, I remember. Where is he?
Right down this hall. He's still in bed.
According to the paper, he had a close call.
Yes, he certainly did. The bullet just missed his heart. For a while, the doctors didn't hold out much hope. Here we are. Frank, here's Mike Waring.
Oh, yes. Come in, Waring. Come in. Hello, Wagner. So you're the Falcon, eh? Does it show? Tell me you're quite the detective, Waring. And if I didn't, I'd get a new publicity agent. I want you to find out who shot me.
Well, don't you know?
No.
Don't you have any enemies?
Can't think of any. I'm a very likable character.
How does it happen?
Middle of the night. I'm in bed, see? Doorbell rings. I open the door. Bang, like that. I'm in the hospital with a hole in my chest.
Then you were face to face with the person who fired the shot.
He had a flashlight shined at my face. I couldn't see a thing. Betty.
Yes, Frank.
Where's Miss Willis?
What do you want? I'll get it.
Where's Miss Willis?
I let her go. You were worried about the expense.
Yes, but I'm going to need a lot of nursing. I don't want...
I can handle it. Now, what do you want?
Glass of water.
All right. I'll be right there.
Good kid, that, Waring. Hate to do this to her, but still so doggone weak, I can't move out of this bed. Now, what were we talking about?
The shooting.
Oh, yes. I didn't see who did it.
You're not giving him much to go on.
All right. I'll give you something. There's a fellow named Artie Allison. I think he knows who did the shooting.
What makes you think that?
He called me in the hospital. The way he talked, I got the idea he knows something. But wants cash to spill it.
All right, I'll get to Allison, see what he knows.
Only one trouble.
Price too high?
No. We didn't get around to talking terms.
Well?
I sent a wife around to see Allison. He's disappeared.
Oh, great.
But you find Allison. It's 10 to 1 you'll get to the boy we're looking for.
Okay, I'll go to work on it.
Do that, Waring. And hurry, will you? Last time, he missed me by a fraction of an inch. Could be next time he'll hit dead center.
Now, back to the adventures of the Falcon. It's half a day since Mike Waring went to work for Frank Wagner. Now in a small restaurant near Journal Square in Jersey City, Mike slips into a booth and smiles at the nervous little man sitting across the table from him.
Hello, Allison.
Hello. Who are you?
Mike Waring.
Oh. How'd you know my name?
I have your picture. I've been looking for you.
How'd you find me?
Very simple, Allison. You're not as lost as you think you are. Besides, I have my sources of information.
What do you want with me?
Just to find out if you're as good at answering questions as you are at asking them.
What questions?
Well, number one, what do you know about the Wagner shooting?
Who says I know anything?
Wagner.
Oh. What's he say about me?
He said you have information about the shooting for sale.
He's lying.
Why should he?
All right. It's true, Waring. I do have information.
Well, what do? Sit here while you argue it out with yourself?
I know who tried to kill Wagner.
Good. What'll it cost me?
Are you working for Wagner?
Uh-huh.
I don't get it.
What?
Just what Wagner's after.
To keep on living.
He says I can tell you who shot at him. Is that it?
Uh-huh. And you say the same thing, so I'm waiting.
Are you sure you're working for Wagner, Waring?
Why not?
How can I be sure?
There's a phone. Call Wagner.
All right. You're working for Wagner.
What made you doubt it, Allison?
Nothing. I'll tell you who shot him.
For free?
For free. I want to get out of this.
Okay, here's your chance to start getting it. Who did the shooting?
Ted Carney.
Carney, huh? Why?
Well, Carney got the idea. Wagner put the law on him.
Where'd he get that idea?
I don't know. He accused me. When I convinced him it wasn't me, he said then it must be Wagner. That's all I know about it.
I see.
That's why I ran out. When I heard Wagner was shot, I was sure Carney did it. Carney knew I was sure. So he might try to shut me up.
All right, Allison, let's go.
Go? Where?
Home.
But if Carney comes...
I found you here. What makes you think Carney won't?
Hey, that's a thought.
Yeah, but I don't think you have to worry about him anyway, Allison. So you can go home. Carney's in enough trouble. Wouldn't be very smart of him to go looking for more.
That's right, Waring. But what do I do if it turns out Carney isn't very smart?
So you found Allison. That was quick, Waring. Oh, not much to it, Wagner. I checked with missing persons. They referred me to the robbery division.
You mean the police knew where he was?
Yeah, seems he's been a stoolie for them. They used him on Carney, so when Carney escaped, they figured he might go gunning for Allison. They sent a man to cover Allison. He followed them to Jersey City.
And Allison never knew.
Well, I didn't see any reason to tell him. But they knew where to find him if they wanted him.
Mm-hmm. And now?
Now he's home again.
Suppose he skips out again.
No, I got a man watching his place this time. We may need him to clinch things against Carney.
If we find Carney. Wonder where he got the idea I tipped him to the police.
From Allison, no doubt.
Did you say Allison?
Allison's a liar. I'm willing to bet he steered Carney to you,
who in turn came gunning for me.
Could be.
So now all we need is to find Carney.
That's what I like about working for you, Wagner. Just one goose chase after another.
Well, where ain't? What's better for chasing geese than a falcon?
Oh, Mrs. Wagner, come in.
Thank you.
So you left your patient alone, huh?
He'll be all right till I get back. If he needs anything, there's a phone right by the bed.
Well, what can I do for you?
I wanted to talk to you without Frank knowing.
What about?
Well, now that the nurse is gone, there's no one at our place except Frank and me. And he's completely helpless. He tried to walk today, but he only took two steps and fell.
Mm-hmm.
Well, suppose Carney comes back and tries to shoot Frank again. What could I do? I think that we ought to have a man around the place. Don't you? At least at night?
Might be a good idea.
I didn't say anything to Frank. I didn't want to worry him.
Well, I'll see if I can get you someone.
Someone? But I...
What's the matter? Well,
nothing. It's just that, well, you're already in the case, and we do have a guest room, and...
I see. Tell me something, Mrs. Wagner.
Why don't you call me Patty now that we know each other?
Do we?
Well, don't we? I feel as if I'd known you all my life.
I feel as though I've known you all of 20 minutes.
Well, if you come to our place, you'll get a chance to know me better.
That I believe.
You don't like me, do you?
Did I say that?
You think I'm a heel because Frank's laid up?
He told me you're a good gal.
Don't take him too seriously, Mike. He talks for effect, too. Will you come?
To protect Frank?
Well, Carney might come back.
You sure it's Carney?
I thought that was settled.
No, not quite. There are a couple of things. What can you tell me about the shooting? Can you add anything to what your husband told me?
I'm afraid not. I wasn't home that night.
Oh?
You're trying to suggest something.
No. Excuse me, Patty. Hello?
Murray? This is Frank Wagner.
Oh, yes, Wagner. What is it?
Frank, what does he want?
Allison just phoned, Murray. He wanted you. Says he's contacting Carney. Knows where you can find him.
Where?
He wouldn't say over the phone. I think he wants cash.
Starting that routine again. All right, Wagner. I'll go right over. So long.
What is it?
We're going to visit Allison.
I have to get back to Frank. He's alone.
Maybe he's better off that way.
Why do you say that?
Never mind. But if we're going to get to know each other, we might as well start by sticking together now.
What's your walk so fast?
Something's going on that I don't like. Here we are. I had a man stationed across the street to see that Allison didn't leave, but he wasn't there when we came in.
What does that mean?
It could mean that Allison has left and my man's tailing him. But then why would Allison send for us? I hear somebody. Maybe we'll find out.
Oh, you, Waring.
So you're not tailing him. I thought I asked you to stay across the street, Lippert, unless Allison went out.
He's out.
Then what are you doing here? Why aren't you tailing him?
This is where he's out. For keeps.
What?
I heard a shot. I came up to investigate. Somebody must have come in the back way. Allison's dead. You want to look for yourself?
It's after dark already. I didn't intend to be gone this long. I hope Frank's all right.
Do you?
Believe it or not, Mike, I don't want anything to happen to him. Then I'd really feel guilty. And stop smiling.
Was I smiling?
Well, after all, I'm the one who called the ambulance when Frank was shot. I saved his life. Don't forget that.
You called the ambulance?
Yes.
Thought you weren't home that night.
I got home a little after the shooting and found Frank on the floor.
Oh, I see.
Besides, if I meant any harm to Frank now, would I ask you to come along to protect him?
Is that why you asked me?
One of the reasons. Of course, I do have others.
Yes, so I've noticed.
I think we'd get along, Mike, once you get over your silly suspicions.
And once you get the idea that all I'm going along for is to protect Frank.
All right.
Now, only one thing bothers me, Angel.
What's that?
Who's going to protect me?
Hey, you'll have to forgive me, Wagner. I make a habit of coming through windows. Eccentricity of mine.
Connie.
Yeah, Connie. I've been holed up long enough. Figure it's time for me to blow. So I thought I'd better settle with you and Allison first. Too bad you're here all alone, isn't it?
Never thought you'd be crazy enough to come here, Connie.
Nobody did. That's how come I'm here.
Barking up the wrong tree, pal. I had nothing to do with your brush with the law.
Allison says different.
Is Allison your idea of the soul of honesty?
No, Wagner, but neither are you.
You've got no call to suspect me, except Allison says so.
If you can prove he was lying...
How am I going to do that?
That's your problem.
Get Allison. Bring him here, face to face.
I've had enough of that kind of stalling, Wagner.
I don't know what to say.
So don't say anything. I'll settle with you just like I was sure. I draw, what can I lose but your life?
Oh, Connie, wait.
I've waited long and... Hey, somebody's coming.
Must be Patty.
This gun says you don't make a sound, Wagner.
I'm home, Frank. Everything all right?
Answer it. Tell her it is. Go ahead.
Yes, Patty. Everything's all right.
Good. We'll be right in.
Wait. She's got somebody with her.
Sounds like
come
it.
Come on, Mike.
Yeah.
We'll have to cover both of them. Remember, you've not a sound.
But Mike wearing Frank, I thought it'd be a good idea.
Hold it, both of you.
Oh. Well, life's just full of little surprises.
Get over next to Wagner's bed, you.
Don't do it, Waring. He can't watch us both from where he is.
Shut up, Wagner.
Waring, now's your chance.
Yeah. Hey!
Ah!
It's all right, Patty. Shot went into the wall.
He's getting away.
Now, we'll see. He's going down the fire escape. I can't follow because he's got a clear shot at me in the window. Patty, only the door. Turn off the light.
All right, Mike.
That's better.
Can you see him?
Yeah, now the odds are my way. All right, mister, that's far enough. I've got a gun on you, so don't take another step. That's to show I'm not fooling. But stand still. The next won't be a warning.
All right, don't shoot again.
And drop your gun. Go ahead.
Okay.
You drop it?
I dropped something. I heard it. I don't know if it was a gun. It's too dark down there, but I'll go see.
What if he's bluffing?
Then I'll call it. If he shoots me, we'll know he wasn't bluffing. Oh, see you later, Patty. I hope.
Now back to the adventures of the Falcon. It's half a minute since Mike Waring ordered Ted Carney to surrender, and Carney went through the motions of obeying. Now Mike approaches Connie on the fire escape, hoping that Connie can neither fire nor escape.
That's it, fella. Just stay that way until I pick this up.
Wagner called you Waring. You must be the Falcon.
Yeah, you must be Ted Carney. I've been looking for you.
I understand you're a smart cookie, Waring.
So?
Maybe you'd be interested in a proposition.
I don't sell out, Carney.
So you're not smart.
It depends on the point of view.
I can make it worth your while.
No, no dice. I don't need that kind of money.
There's nothing I can say.
Can't think of a thing.
You'll be sorry about this, Waring.
Maybe, Connie, but not half as sorry as you. Let's go.
Yes, Sergeant, I'll hold him till you get here.
Right, so long.
Oh, Carney, the police are on their way.
I heard you ask for Sergeant Corbett a homicide. I didn't kill anybody.
You tried to kill me.
That's a lie, Wagner.
And you did kill Allison.
I didn't.
Has Allison been killed? Yes, Wagner, he has.
Well, I didn't do it.
Tell me something, Carney.
What?
Why did you come here?
I don't have to answer to you.
All right, Wagner will. How about it, Wagner? It was just as you guessed, Waring. He said Allison told him that I was the one who put the law on. So he came to finish up what he started before.
I didn't shoot you before.
But you were going to shoot him this time.
I was going to make him talk.
What did you do from the moment you entered this room?
Nothing. I was only here a minute when you came.
All right, in that minute.
Nothing.
Wagner, he threatened me. All right, now let's have it from the beginning. From when he entered. But I'm lying here reading, and I hear a crash. I look around. He's coming through the window. He has a gun. He tells me he's been holed up long enough. He's getting out now. But first, he's settling with Allison and me.
Oh, with Allison and you.
That's what he said.
I didn't get around to Allison. I came here first.
But you said you were settling with Allison.
Look, Waring, you got me. They're going to throw the book at me, but I didn't shoot Allison. They're not getting me for that.
Well, we'll see, Carney. Wagner, get up.
What?
Get up. Walk across the room.
I can't.
Just from the bed to the door and back.
What's the idea?
I want to see how strong you are.
I can't walk at all without help. I'm too weak.
Can you crawl?
I don't know, maybe. But what are you trying to prove?
Maybe you're stronger than you pretend.
Why should he pretend?
Makes a good alibi.
Hey, that's an idea. Maybe he killed Allison on account of Allison sicked me on him.
You're crazy.
You think he crawled all the way to Allison?
This is ridiculous. I haven't set foot out of this bed alone in weeks.
Call him on it, Waring. Make him get up. Make him walk.
Maybe I will, Connie. Provided you explain one thing.
What's that?
How come you knew Allison was shot?
Huh? Well, you said...
I said he was killed. I didn't say how.
Oh.
That's right, Waring.
Well, I just figured it was part of the same deal. Wagner was shot, so I figured if it was the same person both times, Allison be shot, too.
Except you accused me. I didn't shoot myself.
I didn't think about you doing it until what Waring said about maybe you could walk.
That's pretty flimsy, Connie.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, Wagner. I'll accept that explanation.
But Waring...
Yes, it's plausible enough. So that leaves you, Wagner. I promised Connie if he could explain, I'd ask you to walk. Now, go ahead, walk.
I can't.
All right, I won't argue about it. As long as you can walk into the courtroom.
Are you serious about this, Mike? You don't really think that Frank...
Killed Allison? Sure. You know, Wagner, you told me you're a friendly guy. If I have an idea, you're going to lose your popularity awfully sudden. After all, you can't shoot your friends and have them, too.
I still can hardly believe it, Mike.
Why? You were already fed up with Frank.
But I never thought he'd kill anyone.
Well, that's where Allison knew him better than you did. You see, in order to get off the spot with Carney, Allison blamed Frank for tipping the police to Carney. But Allison knew as soon as Frank heard about it, he'd try to get even. So Allison tried to kill him to protect himself.
But he only wounded him instead.
Mm-hmm. And Frank wanted revenge, so he hired me to find Allison for him. He knew Allison did the shooting, but he pretended not to know because he wanted to blame Carney so he could frame him for the murder.
Well, what put you on the right track?
I was suspicious when Frank said Allison called him wanting to talk to me. He could have called me direct.
Maybe Allison thought you were at our place.
Yes, but when I wasn't, why didn't Allison call me direct?
All right, that made you suspicious. But you certainly must have had something more than that to make you accuse Frank.
Oh, I did. His lying about not being able to walk clinched it.
How did you know he was lying?
Well, he said he couldn't walk at all, not even from his bed to the door.
Well?
Well, it was light when you left him. When you returned, it was dark. But Frank had been reading. The light was on in the room, and the light switches by the door. I remembered because you turned the lights out of the door when I was chasing Carney.
That's right, so Frank could walk.
Uh-huh. Well, that's all there is to it, Patty.
Well, and now that Frank's in jail for murder, maybe you won't be so standoffish as far as I'm concerned. After all, I'm sure you'd like me once you got to know me better.
Yeah, could be. But I've always heard that what you don't know won't hurt you. So, Angel, I'm afraid part of my education will have to remain sadly neglected.